you know, we're going to have to come out tonight. I know you told me you talked to Coach Hody and said that Brackettville likes to run the ball also. You know, that's pretty much our game also. But KD can throw it and everything. But, you know, we're going to have to match them, limit the penalties and turnovers, and we'll be able to compete.
We certainly are. You look at the scores for Burton. Started the season off with a 32-21 loss to Holland, then came back and beat Earn 6-0, then lost to Schulenburg 28-7, but then came back with a 35-0 win over McDade, a 55-0 win over Snook, lost that heartbreaker to Somerville 42-41 in overtime, then came back and beat Bartlett 28-7, beat Milano 41-0, beat Iola 33-14, and then lost to Granger last week 40-20 on the respective scores. And then we're taking a look at Burton, and we're going to check out how Brackett's done this season. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
If you're someone wanting to get ahead this winter, Blinn College makes it easy. Enroll for the Winter Mini-Mester starting December 16th and finish an online course in just a few weeks with full transferable credit. Or start the new year strong with spring classes beginning January 13th. With affordable tuition and flexible online or in-person options, Blinn is your pathway to success. Don't wait. Visit blinn.edu and register today for the Winter Mini-Mester and spring classes.
Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. You can expect all kinds of fun, such as Cards Club on the first Wednesday of every month. Sign up for an aqua cardio or a waterworks class to help stay fit this fall. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 25th through the 27th. Admission is required. Please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org. Or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing would like to congratulate the Burton football team on a great season. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, and we come back here. And we are getting ready for the Burton Panthers and the Brackett Tigers. And taking a look at what Brackett has done this season. And Brackett 6-3 coming into this one. And they finished their district with a 5-1 record. And looking at their schedule, they opened with Catula and lost 47-6. Came back and beat San Antonio 68-14. Then they lost to Falls City 35-16. Beat DeHaenis 53-7, beat LaPrior 40-2, beat Sabinal 55-17, lost to Junction 38-14, beat Rock Springs 55-8, and then beat Centerpoint 52-3. So looking at those scores, look like offensively they're capable of putting some numbers on the board.
Yeah, that's what, just listen to that. Lot of over 40 points per game, and shut the other teams down. There was, what, a 3 in there, a 2 in there,
yep.
You know, and then, but when they lost big also, and everything, but yeah, 55 points a couple times on there, that is, putting up some points.
They certainly are, and we're looking to see how their offense is going to do. And for Burton, their offense, the main guy this year has been K.D. Patterson, the quarterback, who has been a dual threat, showing that he can both run the ball and throw the ball.
Yeah, he's really, this sophomore year, he's really come on after getting QB1. And, you know, Drayton, he was quarterback last year, and he accepted the role of being wide receiver. And those two guys have connected quite regular. You know, Simak, Eli was doing a great job. Well, then he hurt his ankle, and he's out. That was one of his targets he was throwing to, along with Brazier, who is also out. But, you know, Bibby in the backfield, also with Brady Griffin, he's been running the ball pretty well. He runs hard and everything. So, you know, we are led by KD. And if it's not open, he's going to tuck it and run. And he has the speed to go along with it. So he's an exciting player. So it'll be exciting tonight to see how we're going to match up when both teams get out here on the field. We really didn't get to see them warm up that much, so couldn't judge them quite yet, except for what I saw when they went off the field, their size that they're going to have up front. Looks to me is going to be pretty big.
Yes, it is. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other games that are going on around the area tonight. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear once again from our sponsors.
Hey, Burton Panthers, this is Johnny DeCaria wishing you the best of luck on your academic and sports year. Like one of the all-time greatest coaches, Nick Saban, said, becoming a champion is not an easy process. It is done by focusing on what it takes to get there and not on getting there. Whether it's on the turf, hardwood, diamond, or in the classroom, remember to give it your all and follow one course until successful. Go Big Red!
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Wayne Clarence and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to cheer on the Burton Panthers football team during the playoff season. They are proud of the dedication and commitment the Panthers have put into this season. They are thrilled to cheer them on in the postseason. Good luck, Panthers! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Other games that are going on here tonight. Of course, some games that were played last night. It was Belleville getting a shutout over Waco Connolly, 35-0 there. Lexington defeated Rice Consolidated, 38-27. And it was Junction all over Iola, 61-26. And that's basically the same district as these two teams. And then coming up tonight at 7, well, let's first go on our KWHI on the main feed on the internet and, of course, on the radio. You got the Brenham Cubs taking on Texas City. And you can hear that one right now with Alex Mearns, Tommy Lange calling the action for you. And meanwhile, it's going to be Crosby at College Station. That one gets underway at 7 o'clock. Friendswood at A&M Consolidated. And then you got Yates taking on Navasota. That one gets underway at 7 o'clock at Rhodes Stadium over in Katy. Sealy facing off with Waco Robinson. That is at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. LaGrange taking on Waco La Vega at 7:30 at the P Field over in Pflugerville. And you got Smithville versus Smithville playing host to Columbus and Cameron Yeo. That's at 7 o'clock. Troop versus Anderson Shiro, 7 o'clock at Driscoll Stadium in Crockett. And then Somerville and DeHannes, they're playing at 7 o'clock over in Luling. And that is a look at some of the other games there and some interesting first-round matchups there as these two teams get ready. And they know coming out of this, the winner is going to play Shiner in the area round after Shiner had a big, I think it was 69-0 win last night.
Oh, my. That's putting a spanking on somebody.
Yeah.
I wonder, Shiner was number one seed coming out of there.
Coming out of their district, yeah.
So they would have played the four seed, correct?
That's correct.
And, you know, when you're one and they're four, you probably should do that to that team.
Yeah, it was Woodsboro.
Okay. looks like we're fixing to start get the coin toss here.
So we'll take a look at that. But first, let's send you back to the studios here in another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dahman & Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And we're back here now at Hollandale Stadium in San Antonio, where it is the Burton Panthers getting set to take on the Bracket Tigers. Doug Brennan, Daryl Kiki with you. And we're glad you're here with us on the KWHI.com Sports Alternate feed and on the KWHI app for your smartphone. As they've done the coin toss, Burton won the toss, but they've deferred to the second half. And so Burton will receive to start the game and defend the south goal, while the Tigers will defend the north goal. And everybody getting set and ready for the start, for the opening kickoff here, where the countdown is on. And in the meantime, let's take one last break and send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers football team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the weekly football playoff games. Go Panthers!
Hey y'all, this is Wade with Sandtown Catering. Looking for someone to cater your next event, whether big or small? Then give us a call at 979-277-5023. We have a wide variety of menu options, from good old school barbecue to kettle pot fried chicken. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering wishes the Panthers and Lady Panthers a great season, and we will be with you every step of the way. Go Panthers!
Get ready for deer season with a new blind or feeder from DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel has dozens of deer blinds and feeders for you to choose from, so you'll be ready to shoot that trophy buck. And when it comes to your next steel project, DDM has it. From pipe fence to roll-up doors to long-lasting steel roofs, the experts at DDM will make sure you have everything to finish the job. Whether it's flat plate, angle iron, metal building components, or welding supplies, DDM Pipe and Steel has it all.
Make your property great again with Baker's Ag Service. They've been family-owned and operated for generations here in the Brazos Valley for over 30 years. They've handled your farm, ranch, home site, and demolition work with professional and personalized bids for each client. If you need a team sure to get the job done correctly, quickly, and without any hassle, call Baker Ag Service at 979-277-4435. Fully insured.
And back we go on the kickoff return. It is fielded by the Tigers and returned out to the 37-yard line, and that's where they will have it first and 10.
Looks like number four is going to be doing the quarterbacking. They got trips to the left.
And hand off. They run up the middle.
Ball pick up about 8 yards.
Yep. Ball carrier is number 18.
That's a big boy. They're run setting up quick.
That is Contagious Cook.
Contagious.
Here's one of our names of the year there. Contagious Cook.
Hopefully that our boys ain't contagious on tackling him.
And there we go. And give it to Cook once again.
Bounce it to the outside.
And
still
motoring around through. And he'll get up to the 45-yard line of the Burton Panthers. And that's a first down for the Tigers.
Griffin and Biggs on that tackle.
Troy Sandoval, by the way, the quarterback for the Tigers. First and 10 at the Burton 45-yard line. And handoff goes to Cook again.
We stopped him a lot better there.
Gain to the 42. Does a 3-yard pickup. It'll bring up second down at 7.
Young on that tackle.
And Sandoval out of the shotgun. And he's going to on the option to Cook. And Cook will be stuffed at the 42, no gain there.
Nice tackle by Brady Griffin.
I'll bring up third down and 6.
Big play here, boys.
Man in motion. And Sandoval back to throw. He's going to put it in the air, and it's out of bounds. And that'll bring him fourth down.
Really good pressure by Young coming off his left inside.
Yeah, let's see if they're going to go for it, or if they're going to, looks like they're going to go for it. Sandoval changing the play at the line of scrimmage. And now they'll punt it away.
Got it. Went out of bounds. Looks like to me around the 21. Oh, he's marking it down there at the 15. 13.
About the 13-yard line. I guess it stayed in.
Yeah, it must have, but I swore it went out right past the 20.
That's what I was thinking, too.
But my eyes are bad, too, Doug. I hate to say it. All right, Red.
And so now the Burton offense coming out on the field. Burton dressed down in the white helmets with the white jerseys, red letters.
KD bringing them out with Bibby in the backfield with him.
Got movement on the line.
We're going to have offsides on the defense.
As Bibby gets the carry. And so offside penalty against the Tigers. That'll push them back 5 yards. It'll be first and five.
We'll take that. Stay ahead of the sticks.
Just underway here with Burton and Brackett. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you here. So glad you could be with us. And back to pass goes Patterson. Oh, and it's intercepted. And that is going to be a pick six.
By number, is that five?
Yeah. They pick six for Brackett.
That's ain't good that the lights are going out.
I think that's a end zone celebration thing.
Well, let's hope so. Tell this way, this way too fancy for this country boy.
We've been to some other places this year for the Cubs where they did like a strobe light effect whenever somebody would score a touchdown.
First time I seen that, buddy.
Yeah.
I would have told you just like I said, them lights are going out. And I guess they did, technically.
And here's the extra point try for Brackett. Yeah, kick is up.
Missed it, no?
He missed it.
Hooked it to
and,
the left.
Yep, and so with 8:49 left to go in the first quarter, Brackett leads 6-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Tis the season.
Ah, my neck hurts. Dang, my arms too.
Exactly. Decorating for the holidays. It'll get you every year.
I'm telling you, lifting them boxes.
Yep.
And hanging all those lights.
And putting the fire out after you plugged in 37 things into that one melty outlet.
No, don't do that. Here's what you do. Listen, don't let aches and pains steal your good times. Go see Tradewind Physical Therapy.
Yeah, you'll get seen quickly and get back to enjoying the holidays.
Schedule a free, no-commitment consultation today. Tradewind Physical Therapy.
505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham.
Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. You can expect all kinds of fun, such as Cards Club on the first Wednesday of every month. Sign up for an aqua cardio or a waterworks class to help stay fit this fall. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 25th through the 27th. Admission is required. Please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
As we come back here, 6-0 lead for the Brackett Tigers over the Burton Panthers. And short kick fielded by Burton. That is going to be number 8, Braden Martin, on the catch.
Good feels, good starting position this time for the Panthers. You know, for KD, he got hit from the backside when he was getting ready to throw it, and you know, flew right in the guy's hands.
Yeah, it was just
and the short field. You know, he didn't have to go far.
Yeah, really, just a freak play there.
Yes, sir.
Martin in motion, and Patterson going to keep it himself. Trying to run behind his offensive lineman. Yeah.
And, buddy, I'm going to have to give this back judge we got out here. He must have ate some zebra cakes and some Dr. Pepper because he sprinted, he sprinted about 40 yards just a while ago after that missed extra point to get the ball out here on the 40. And then he ran from the middle of the field back to his position on this sideline. I'm going to watch if he does that all night. That will be proof that Zebra Cakes and
And Patterson pass complete.
Oates is going to score.
And that is going to be Drayton Oaks, and he's going to go all the way into the end zone for the Burton Panther touchdown.
And there go the lights again.
Nice pass play there.
This is a quick pass out here in the flat, and Oates took it the rest of the way.
And now they'll go on for the extra point try. And this is going to be
Duffy
for the extra point. And kick is up. And he missed it. And so we're tied 6-6 with 7:55 left to go in the first quarter. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
Come back here, Burton, getting ready to kick it off. Hey, attention football fanatics, don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of Texas football history where dreams are realized, legends are born, and where unforgettable moments unfold before your very eyes. Mark your calendars for the UIL State Football Championships, December 18th through the 21st at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. And it's where the best teams from 6-man to 6-A leave it on the field in hopes of being named champion. For the latest updates and ticket information, head over to UILTexas.org/football. Again, that's UILTexas.org/football. And as we come back here, the Burton Panthers will have the football, or excuse me, Brackett will have the football. First and 10 at their 30-yard line.
7:59 in this first quarter, 6-6 ball game.
Fumble on the play. Who's going to come down with it? And looks like Sandoval, the quarterback, recovered it. But a big loss on the play there. And that is back to the 27-yard line. We'll bring up second down and 13.
Running trips to the left and a single to the right. One back in the backfield.
And handoff goes to Cook. Cook's got some running room, and he's off to the races across the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20.
Face. He pushed off on it.
Finally. He'll say he's out of bounds at the 5-yard line.
KD slowed him down, and Young pushed him out of bounds.
But a big run back there for Contagious Cook. Oh, they're going to say 8-yard line now. So first and goal from the 8 for Brackett. They go the end around and back the other way, and it's a touchdown for the Tigers.
Number two.
And so touchdown for Brackett. So just a little over a minute later off the clock, and they've answered that Burton touchdown. And now they'll go for the extra point. And it looks like they're going to line up and go for two.
Nope. Gonna kick
it. Now they're
gonna kick it. Got a big old boy trying to kick this thing, number 71.
Yeah, that's what I forgot. The quarterback is also the holder there.
Yes, sir.
And kick is up, and it's good. And so, with 6:56 left to go in the first quarter, it is 13-6 in favor of the Tigers. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication provided throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment to encourage the community to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football playoff season. Make us proud, Panthers.
And back we go here as the Panthers now trailing here 13-6 to the Bracket Tigers. Tigers kicking off, and another short kick. And that's going to be fielded by Braden Martin. And the Panther offense will come out on the field. And it looks like it's about the 32, maybe, that they're going to place it.
Yep.
32-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Burton. We got 6:56 left to play.
Might not be a bad idea if they score again that we bring KD or somebody else up in, as he's kicked off both times to short.
And Patterson takes in the quarterback draw. And not much doing there. Maybe got a yard out of that. Yeah, bring up second down and 9.
Quarterback number 4 came up from his safety spot and made that tackle.
For both of these two teams, you're going to have a lot of guys playing both ways.
Yep. Bracket must have suited up their team, because they got a bunch of boys. We got 3, 6. We got 9, 10, 11 extras. And it looks like they got
the option to Bibby.
Nice option. Bibby got the corner.
And he's across the 40 up to the 50. And they finally drag him down out of bounds. But a good run there by Malik.
Yes, sir.
And he's going to be out of the 49-yard line, but it's first and 10 for the Burton Panthers.
Trips down here to the left.
And back to pass, and now Patterson going to tuck it and run. He's got some room, and gets it into Tiger territory to the 45-yard line. And
pick up about 5.
Yeah, and bring up second down, and needs to get to the 41 to pick up the first down.
Take that 5 yards every time.
Oh, yeah.
Burton Mass, 2 5s gives you a first down, right?
And Bibby then he breaks free, gets across the 40, and he's tripped up, and he's going to be down about the 33-yard line, so another first down for Burton.
Right up the middle behind Hody Alvarado and Casas.
Thank you. And handoff goes to Bibby once again. Bibby across the 30, cuts it back, and he's going to dive forward. He's going to be close to that first down mark. Well, looks like not going to get the benefit of a good spot there. And so the ball will be at the 25-yard line. I'll bring up second down and about two.
Nice run by Bibby. Tried to go up the middle, and then he bounced it to the outside.
As we're down to 4 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Brackett leading Burton 13-6. And Patterson going to tuck it in himself, and he's going to be close to that first down marker.
They don't give him a very good spot there. I believe we're going to be short by maybe a length of the football.
It's going to be pretty close.
I'm calling a timeout by Brackett.
Yeah. And so they're going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
These days, you want whatever you're putting money into to last. That's especially true if you're investing in a new steel building, like a new workshop, storage building, or barndominium. When you choose DDM Metal Buildings to fabricate your new metal building, you can rest assured your money is well spent. With over a quarter century of experience, DDM Metal Buildings are built to last. Find out more online at ddmbuildings.com or visit with their experienced staff at their locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5, and on Friday, 8 till 1.
And back we go. And did we get a fumble on the play there?
No, it's...
Or just short on the...
You know, this is going to be real close. Uh-oh, they... No gain.
No gain.
So fourth down and one.
Yeah. And I'm surprised they hadn't called for a measurement.
I believe I got to get under center and just sneak this. Maybe Oates is coming in. I think we're going to see that.
Maybe do like that one game and pull out the note card and
yep. Timeout, Burton.
Yeah, didn't like what they saw there.
I believe the play clock was down to one.
Yeah, that would be it. We just came out of the timeout. We'll just keep it right here. We've got 2:50 left to go in the first quarter, and it's Brackett leading Burton 13 to 6 rather. Yeah, we got a fourth down and one play at the Burton's at the Brackett 24-yard line.
See, huge for Panthers to pick this first down up, Doug, to keep this drive going, put it in the end zone.
Coming to you tonight from Hollandale Memorial Stadium in San Antonio. Ball at the, and now Burton coming back out.
Oates under center. Got Martin, Griffin, and Bibby in the backfield. I'm going to pitch it to Bibby.
And Bibby will pick up that first down. Yes, he does. Down to the 21-yard line. Needed about a half a yard, and he got three. So, big first down there for the Panthers.
Followed Schulte and Casas on that right side. Good job keeping that drive going. KD back in the shotgun with Bibby flying to his right. He's going to throw it.
Fumble on the ground.
And it looks like
Brackett got it. He was going back to pass, and they got him from the blind side. And set another turnover, and Brackett's got the football. And it'll be first and 10. And ball will be at the 25-yard line.
All right, boys, let's get us a turnover.
Sandoval with a give to Cook. Cook's got some running room, and he breaks it free. Still going across the court, a fumble. And I think Brackett got it back at the 39-yard line.
He's carrying that ball pretty loose. He bobbled it once, and then they hit him, and it flew out.
It looks like one of the linemen got it back.
It's not bouncing our way right now.
Not here in the early going.
Minute and 40 left in this first quarter. 13-6, Brackettville.
And Sandoval going to keep it himself. Across the 40, and he runs out of bounds.
Modest ran him out of bounds.
And gain is up to the 45-yard line, a 6-yard pickup. Bring up second down at 4. Clock down to a minute 24. And give it to Cook. And Cook just shy of the first down there. He gets to the 47-yard line.
Griffin and Casas on that tackle.
Third down and 2.
Quick snap there.
And Cook takes it across midfield and into Burton territory. Still going. Dragging guys with him down to the 43-yard line. I wish they had heights and weights on these. I'd like to know how big that guy is.
Yeah. Bigs on that tackle. He runs really straight up and down, but he keeps them legs churning. Looks like from here he got some Converse high tops on like the old days, but I know it ain't.
And Sandoval, pass back. And
nice tackle. Bibby.
Yeah, runner didn't get anywhere.
A little quick pass out there in the flat, and we close on them quick. Lost a yard, right?
Yep, and it's going to be second and 11, probably the last play of the quarter here. And give this to Cook, and he's got some running room, and going to be just shy of the first down. He gets it to the 34-yard line, excuse me.
Biggs and Patterson on that tackle.
And that is going to be the end of the first quarter with our score, the Brackett Tigers 13 and Burton Panthers 6. Back with quarter number 2 after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
ACL Construction offers general construction and general carpentry for residential new homes and remodels. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, want to give a very special shout out to the Burton Panthers on making the playoffs. Go Big Red!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing would like to congratulate the Burton football team on a great season. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Are here ready to start the second quarter. Doug Brandon, Daryl Kiki with you from Harlandale Memorial Stadium in San Antonio. And Brackett with the ball, and they get the first down up to the 31-yard line. Right now, Brackett leading Burton 13-6.
A lot of motion there. They had the receiver from this side going the opposite way, faked the handoff to him, and did like an inside trap. And number three just kind of bounced off of one of our tackles and got the first down.
That's a first and 10 for the Tigers. Sandoval fakes the snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and he crosses the 30 down to the 27, a 3-yard pickup. That'll bring him second down and 7.
Biggs and Griffin on that tackle. My boy Biggs had a big game last time and calling his name quite regular, and him and Griffin, out, they're both playing linebacker tonight. Making a lot of plays.
And Sandoval getting his team set there. Play clock is down to 7.
I'll run the delay here. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep, delay again. Took too long. And so that'll push him back 5 yards. Yeah, that'll make it second down and 6.
You know, kind of putting this together, Doug, they kind of got like the New Orleans Saints uniforms on, and number 4, Derek Carr, is their quarterback, and this is number 4.
Yeah, that's true.
And they've been getting a lot of delay of the games, too, because they can't win either.
And handoff goes up the middle, and nice stop there for the Panthers.
Griffin hit him first, and Young finished him off.
And no gain there. It'll bring up third down and 10. He's down to 5 seconds on the play clock. And
illegal procedure.
Yeah. Got some movement on the line there. And that'll back him up another 5 yards.
Come on back. You know, guys, y'all ain't got that many plays that you can change it that much. I hate to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be dumb, but I ain't that dumb. Kind of like a pitcher shaking all 6 pitches. You know good and well he don't have more than 4.
Yeah.
Trying to be cute, now they done got third in a country mile.
Yep, third down and 16.
8 seconds already on the play clock.
And back to pass, and a little short dump off. And they do get some of that back all the way to the 25-yard line. And that'll bring them fourth down. It's a big pickup there. Oh, they're going to say he was already down at the 31. Okay. Well, fourth down and 10. And they're going to go for it. At the pass, and it is caught.
I think he's
going to. Oh, no, he dropped it. He didn't hold. I don't think he held on to it.
They're marking it that he caught it. But where are they going to spot this, babe? Incomplete.
Okay, that's what we thought. Incomplete.
And then come on back up here.
Yep, and so they'll turn it over on downs, and it'll be Panther football. With 8:09 left to go until halftime.
Nice play by Bibby getting a hand inside. The receiver had it for a while, and he got knocked it out. Thought for a minute they were going to give him that.
Yeah.
KD bringing inside handoff to Griffin.
Yeah, Brady Griffin now in there at running back, and he's up to the right at the 35-yard line. Brings up second down and 6.
It was his first touch tonight,
yep,
wasn't it?
I believe so, yes. And Patterson back, quick pass.
Nice catch by Martin, first down.
Martin gets it across the 40 and up to the 43-yard line. And so just what the Panthers need, another first down there now. Keep it marching down the field.
7:20 left in the second quarter. 13-6, Brackettville. Bibby with the handoff.
And it gets across up to the 48-yard line. And that'll bring up second down. And
Patterson
gives it himself.
And kept it. Up a first down.
And that'll get him to the 44-yard line. First and 10 for Burton.
A little different wrinkle there. We're staying under center.
Yep. Down to Bibby, and Bibby's going to get hit in the backfield.
Yep, number 55 or 6 blew that play up.
Yeah, that one dropped him back to the 47-yard line. Second down and 12 for the Panthers. And on the run is Patterson, and he's going to leapfrog. Ends up flying out of bounds about the 40-yard line.
Hey, positive yard. 6 yards on that play?
Yeah, but when you see your quarterback go airborne, I imagine that had to make Coach Hody's heart skip a beat there. Gets it to the 38-yard line.
Let's keep this clock running and drive down here and score and either tie it or take the lead here.
Yep. We're 5:06 left to play until halftime. And Patterson. Oh, fumble on the play.
Brackettville got it again.
Yeah, and
three turnovers already for Burton.
Yeah, just luckily so far the defense has played well enough to where they haven't, you know, only one of them has come back to hurt so far.
But you keep playing with fire, you're going to get burned.
Exactly. And so we got Brackett will take back over with exactly 5 minutes to play here in quarter number two. Brackett leading Burton by a score of 13-6. And Sandoval will give the ball off.
Play there by Biggs again. And yep. Griffin.
And is Cook back in at running back. He's to the 39-yard line. Just a one-yard game. Brings up second and nine.
Clock down to 10.
Yeah, they've been really living dangerously with that play clock is Brackett.
Yeah, that got one, nothing on that either.
I think actually lost a yard on there.
Casas and Young on that tackle. Third down and 10.
Sandoval out of the shotgun this time with Cook in the backfield.
Trips down here to the left.
And give his to Cook. And Cook finds his way through.
Hole.
And he's across the 40 to the 30.
Young's trying to catch him. And he did.
He brought him down.
And a horse collar.
Horse collar tackle by Young. And that's
that was tremendous hustle by Young. He didn't quit.
Yeah. And Cook is going to be down at the 11-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for Brackett. And
they're going to attack on. They
probably have to
have 15.
The distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that will set it at the 6-yard line. First and goal. Or a 5-yard line is where they put a first and goal. 3:28 left to play here in the second quarter. And
direct
Cook out of the Wildcat.
Direct snap back to Contagious.
Yeah.
Contagious.
Contagious. Oh, called illegal formation against Brackett, so push them back 5 yards.
Try to be cute, back them on up.
Yep. So that'll put the ball back to the 10-yard line. And we're down to 3 minutes left to play.
Team on a play clock and they're still in the huddle. Looks like they're going to run the same play.
And Cook out of the shot. Uh-huh. He slipped. And right there for Burton to make sure he stays down is Casas.
You know, it does look like snow on the field.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what that is. It's kind of like a glaze on the field. We didn't think they got any rain earlier. And that'll bring up second down and 10.
I believe really the turf monster got him.
Yeah.
Getting close to 2 minutes. Come on, Panthers, bow up here. Nine on the play clock.
Yeah, they're still trying to figure out what they're going to do. They just do get it off Sandoval.
Nice play by Griffin.
He came up and got him back to the 21-yard line.
My hippie buddy used to say TFL on that one.
Yeah.
He used to throw them out there, and it would take me for a second TFL, tackle for loss.
Yeah.
You know, when you're slow, sometimes you just sit. You know, it ain't cold in here, so it didn't slow me down that much. Big play there. Now third down.
You got a minute 30 on the clock.
Could be huge if we could hold them here, but already 9 on the play clock, so he's going to have to call a timeout.
Yeah, because they're way, they're not even making a move here. And they're going to take a timeout, and so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon and fresh and smoked sausages available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing, open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
And back we go here. As we have got a minute 14 left to go here in the second quarter. It is third down and 20 for Brackett.
They started with the ball on the 5.
Yep. Couple penalties in the sack, put him back. And now Sandoval back to pass. He's going to put it in the air.
He's tucking it and running. I got a lot of green.
Going to run it, and he faked it. And
oh, he hurtled over a little modest, but tackling.
Out of bounds, and so they'll bring him fourth down. That was a big pickup there as they got down to the 3-yard line. So that was a 17-yard run by Sandoval.
Fourth and 4. Think they're going to kick it or are they going?
They're going for it.
They're going to call timeout.
And they're going to use another timeout as they're down to a minute and 4. And so we just came out of the time. I'll keep it with it. Goes to pass along is Brenham Cubs, 17-0 over Texas City. And we've got Somerville right now up on top of DeHinnis, 14-0, second quarter there. And we'll keep you up to date with some of these other scores as the evening goes along here. And, of course, don't forget to listen to Craig Montana with the Scoreboard Show after the broadcast goes off the air tonight. That's scheduled for around 10:30.
It's going to be interesting here. He might – you think he's going to change his mind and try to kick it?
I don't know.
Kicker didn't look that accurate on the first one, but the second one
– second one
he
was pretty good.
He booted right through, and, I mean, they're – down on the 3.
Yeah, because the first one looked really awkward.
Yes. Looks like they're going and direct snap again back to Contagious. Timeout.
Burton. Burton calling the timeout.
Strategy going on here for us. I'm coaching.
Yep, and so not that any of this is actually going to work, but but they still like to do that. Oh, my mistake. It's going to be Grayson doing the scoreboard tonight. So
Craig didn't want to take that credit.
No, it's going to be flying solo on the morning show tomorrow. So I guess after we get through here, he can go home and catch some Z's.
And then he's going to go out there. I heard this morning he's going to go out there with a bottle of pickles and try to shoot a buck.
Thank you. looks like.
Like they're going to come back with the same formation.
Yep. He texted and said, whatever works.
Right up the middle.
And yep. He's in for the in the end zone for the touchdown. And so for Brackett, that's their third touchdown of the night. And now they will kick it away. And this time, kick is up. It's good. And so with 57 seconds left to go until the half, it is Brackett leading Burton 20-6. Back at we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers football team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the weekly football playoff games. Go Panthers!
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Here we got 57 seconds left to go until halftime, and right now it is the Brackett Tigers leading the Burton Panthers 20-6. Brackett getting set to kick off. Let's see if the Panthers can get a quick strike. They had Panthers' lone touchdown was a long pass from Patterson to Oaks. And big number 71 with a kickoff here. Got to be with his size one of their linemen.
Yeah, he ought to be able to deflate this ball, but he just pooches it.
Yep.
This time, KD picking it up.
And he's across the 50 to the 45.
Oh, I got a flag down over here. Are we going to have some offsides?
Might be. Although he had such a good run back, I think I might decline
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I definitely, with 51 seconds left, you're in great position here.
Yeah, let's see what. Yeah, they're going to tack the 5 yards on the end of the run.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
So we're going to be on already up to the.
Let's see where it looks like the 37 yard line. So first and 10 for the Panthers.
Great field position. We could strike right here and answer, and then we get the ball starting off the third quarter.
Oh,
also,
that is right. Patterson back to pass. And now he's going to tuck it and run, and gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Thirty seconds left.
Burton's got to hurry here. Patterson will pass, and Oaks is wide open again, and he is going to be caught and then out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
First down.
That's the main thing. Gets that first down. And
he got out of bounds.
And stopped the clock with 13.6 seconds left.
Maybe fake that little hitch out here and go.
Man in motion. Play action. And Patterson. We're going to skip the
wide open. Bibby.
Leak Bibby in there. And he is out of bounds at the 1 yard line.
Uh oh. And they didn't get out of bounds.
Oh.
Did he? He should have.
I thought he did. Yeah, they stopped the clock. So that, gotta hurry up and get up there and spot. Are they? They did have a timeout left, so they're going to take the timeout. And so they got 4.9 seconds here to try to get one in the end zone before halftime. As we said, it'll be first and goal at the 1 yard line.
It's huge. We score here. Almost got to leave it in KD's hands. So
yeah,
it's a roll out to either to throw it or run. But you are inside the one, so if you got confidence going up the middle, you could ride on Hody to center.
Yeah, so here we come back. Patterson takes it.
He's in there.
Touchdown, Panthers.
He just lowered his head and he went on in there.
And that's at the buzzer there. And they'll kick the extra point.
Oates doing the holding. Duffy to kick.
And kick is up.
Good.
And it's good. And so we go into the locker room at halftime. Our new score, it's the Bracket Tigers 20, the Burton Panthers 13. Back with the halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Right now, try their new Bush Baby Chicken Sandwich. Chicken tenders and pickles served with a special sauce on a King Hawaiian bun. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Stop at Bush's Chicken at Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Call in your orders at 979-836-1800.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing would like to congratulate the Burton football team on a great season. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panthers football team in their 2024 season.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman and Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
We're back here as the Burton Panther marching band taking the field for halftime. Unfortunately, here at the stadium, they don't have a outside crowd mic outlet, so we were not able to plug in and get the crowd noise that we would have liked for here at the half. But our score here at halftime, Burton is trailing Brackettville, Brackett High School from Brackettville, Texas, and 20-13 the score. And Brackett got things started with 8:49 in the first quarter, getting a pick six of just what was really a fluke play. And taking in the score, and then it would be Katie Patterson finding Drayton Oakes on a long touchdown pass. About and that was at 7:59 left to go in the first quarter, and then Burton missed the extra point as well, and so it was 6-6 all. And then Brackett would score again on a 8-yard touchdown run and made the extra point and made it 13-6 with 20:56 left to, with 6:56 left to go in the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, Brackett went up Contagious Cook in a 3-yard touchdown run and then the extra point with 50 seconds left. And then right before the half there, Burton was able to take it down and score on a 1-yard run by Katie Patterson. And then they made the extra point. So that's where we stand right now. It is 20-13 in Brackett leading Burton here in this bi-district playoff match or game here with and Darrell, looked like although Burton had three turnovers in that first half, I think they're real fortunate here that they're only down by seven.
Yeah, when you can when you turn the ball over three times and you dodge a bullet and you're only 7 points down, that was huge that we scored right before half. Plus, coming out, we're going to get the ball with momentum. Coming back out of the locker room at halftime, the big part of that was they kicked off and KD did get a run back, and then plus they tacked on five from the all sides on the kickoff. So we were already starting at the 37 yard line, and quick pass to Oates and then to Bibby, and then KD took it in, and that was very huge. Two dots, three turnovers, and now we're just down a touchdown.
Yeah, and Burton also will get the ball first to start the second half. So that could be a chance to either tie it up or go for two. They could potentially take a lead there. And so it's this one far from over. Still got an entire half left to play. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at some scores and see how those are going as we continue with the halftime report back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hey, Burton Panthers, this is Johnny DeCaria wishing you the best of luck on your academic and sports year. Like one of the all-time greatest coaches, Nick Saban, said, becoming a champion is not an easy process. It is done by focusing on what it takes to get there and not on getting there. Whether it's on the turf, hardwood, diamond, or in the classroom, remember to give it your all and follow one course until successful. Go Big Red!
Tis the season.
Ah, my neck hurts. Dang, my arms too.
Exactly. Decorating for the holidays. It'll get you every year.
I'm telling you, lifting them boxes?
Yep.
And hanging all those lights?
And putting the fire out after you plugged in 37 things into that one melty outlet.
No, don't do that. Here's what you do. Listen, don't let aches and pains steal your good times. Go see Tradewind Physical Therapy.
Yeah, you'll get seen quickly and get back to enjoying the holidays.
Schedule a free, no-commitment consultation today. Tradewind Physical Therapy.
505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers football team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the weekly football playoff games. Go Panthers!
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
go here. Time now to take a look at some scores here at the half. It is Brackett leading Burton 20-13. Meanwhile, over there in Brenham on the main feed, it is the Brenham Cubs leading Texas City 17-0. They got a minute 16 left to go in the second quarter there. And A&M Consolidated right now, they're leading Friendswood 27-13. They are in the second quarter there, a minute 37. And then it is College Station. Right before the half, they are leading Crosby by a final score, leading Crosby 24-7 there. And bear with me, trying to pick these up. Whoops. Now I can only spell correctly when entering these. And second quarter, Navasota leading Houston Yates 28-18. They got 5:12 left to go in the second quarter. And let's see, we're Seeley and Robinson, and right now Seeley leading that one 21-7, and that's with play in the second quarter there. LaGrange and La Vega. And let's see, LaGrange, right now La Vega all over LaGrange, 35-0 there. Columbus there all over Cameron Yeo. That one at halftime, Columbus winning that one 48-0.
Over Cameron Yeo.
Over Cameron Yeo.
Wow.
That is,
Columbus is for real, though, I think, huh?
Yeah, they've got a lot of college prospects on there that have that are already D1 commits. And let's see here. Halftime, Troop leading Anderson Shiro 15-6. And let's check in on Somerville, their game against DeHamis. And right now, Somerville leading that one 21-0 at halftime. So it looks like the AWOS well on their way there.
Getting them a playoff win.
Yeah, that would get them to 10 wins on the season. And as they continue what's been an incredible year. And, of course, the game was played last night. Belleville shut out Waco Conley, 35-0. And it was Lexington over Rice Consolidated, 38-27. And Junction beat Iola, 61-26. Oh, and you know what? I forgot to check on Granger and see how they were doing. Let me do that real quick. As they were playing as well tonight. And Granger leading La Pryor there. They got 8 minutes left to go in the second quarter there. Granger on top, 28-0 there. So we are here at the half, and it is Brackett leading Burton 20-13. Back with more after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
If you're someone wanting to get ahead this winter, Blinn College makes it easy. Enroll for the Winter Mini-Mester starting December 16th and finish an online course in just a few weeks with full transferable credit. Or start the new year strong with spring classes beginning January 13th. With affordable tuition and flexible online or in-person options, Blinn is your pathway to success. Don't wait. Visit blinn.edu and register today for the Winter Mini-Mester and spring classes.
Wayne Clarence and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to cheer on the Burton Panthers football team during the playoff season. They are proud of the dedication and commitment the Panthers have put into this season. They are thrilled to cheer them on in the postseason. Good luck, Panthers! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And as we come back here, let's look at the college football schedule that's coming up tomorrow. And at 11 o'clock in the morning, the games, you got number 2 Ohio State taking on Northwestern. You got Texas Longhorns, number 3 taking on Arkansas. That's at 11 o'clock. Whoops. Oh, there we go. And you got Utah, Coach Prime, and number 17, Colorado. You got number 20, Clemson, at Pittsburgh. Number 25, Tulane, at the Navy. And then 1 o'clock, you got number 10, Alabama, is at home. And taking on Mercer. Yeah, come on. Bad reception in here. And then you got Syracuse at California at 2 o'clock. Also at 2, Sam Houston at Kennesaw State. Hawaii and Utah State. You got number 4, Purdue, playing host of number 4, Penn State at Purdue is what I should have what I meant to say. Virginia at number 8, Notre Dame. You got Boston College, number 14, SMU. Number 19, Louisville at Stanford. Number 22, LSU at Florida. Boy, what has happened to Florida? They had just really fallen off the map this year after all those years of prosperity over the year, and now they're not even ranked.
No, they've fallen on some hard times, just like Florida State also.
Yeah.
You get all that with that portal, so you can build a team really, really quick.
Oh, yeah.
And you can lose a team really, really quick if things aren't going your way. And by not winning, kids want to play on teams that are winning, that have a chance to play in that national title game.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why you always see those main schools.
Yeah.
They just get whoever they want.
Right.
And, a big game tomorrow, I think, is Georgia and Tennessee, too, right?
Yeah. That's at 6:30. And then also you got number 15 A&M hosting New Mexico State. Yeah, it's a 6:45 start time. And so 5:45 pregame here on KWHI.
So Aggies playing Aggies there.
Yeah.
One Aggie's going to win.
Yep. And let's see, our buddy from Nebraska, his Cornhuskers, taking on USC at 3 o'clock. Baylor and West Virginia at 3. I got number 23, Missouri, and number 21, South Carolina at 3:15. Boise State is up to number 13, taking on San Jose State. Number 16, Kansas State, hosting Arizona State. Number 1, Oregon at Wisconsin at 6:30. As we said, number 7, Tennessee. Number 12, Georgia at 6:30. And then 7 o'clock, you got Wake Forest in North Carolina. 7 o'clock, Cincinnati and Iowa State. 8:30, you got Washington State and New Mexico. 9:15, number 6, BYU hosting Kansas. And then at 9:30, it's San Diego State and UNLV if you want to stay up that late. And that is a look at your college games for tomorrow. And meanwhile, we got more to come here on the Halftime Report. As we send you back to the studio, let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Go fight win Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication provided throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment to encourage the community to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football playoff season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Hey y'all, this is Wade with Sandtown Catering. Looking for someone to cater your next event, whether big or small? then give us a call at 979-277-5023. We have a wide variety of menu options, from good old school barbecue to kettle pot fried chicken. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering wishes the Panthers and Lady Panthers a great season, and we will be with you every step of the way. Go Panthers!
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon and fresh and smoked sausages available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing, open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Out of the second half, and I want to make mention of volleyball action today. And earlier this evening, it was Round Top Carmine getting a three-set sweep over DeHaenis, 25-23, 25-12, and 25-13. And so they're moving on to the region championship tomorrow and over at Brenham High School. And they'll play whoever wins between Richards and McMullen County. That one going on right now.
Congratulations to Carmine and the Eilers twins. Great friends, and proud of them to be moving on.
Yeah, they've had a great season over there. And, of course, they have also Madison Marquardt, who's done a great job for RTC as well. And they're moving on. They have one win away now from or the two, with the way they did all that,
one before they get to go to Garland.
Yeah, one more, and then they get to go up there to the state championships. Just a big win tonight for Round Top Carmine, and congratulations to them. And Belleville, big victory as well last night.
I think they did a 3-0 sweep, too.
They sure did. And now some games going on tonight. Unfortunately, last night we were over in Yoakum, and Lady Panthers, unfortunately, unable to pull it out. But it was a very hard-fought matchup with Shiner.
Great season. We talked all the weeks that we were bringing these. The nucleus of the team is young, and they were led by their seniors also and juniors. And, had a really good mixture, but the young players added a little more athletic ability to the floor. And this girls' program there is going to be really exciting here for the next 3, 4, 5 years. Looking very forward to softball because this same group of girls, you're going to be hearing their name a lot. They play a lot of softball, tournament ball and stuff also, and should be a very exciting season. Bailey's already signed, I think, to play somewhere.
Yeah. Alvin Collins.
Alvin. Mm-hmm. And Reagan's grandpa texted me a while ago, and she got it accepted to go to school at A&M, which is a great honor.
Oh, yeah.
To get accepted there. And I don't know what Kelsey's going to do, but I'm sure she's going to go do something at college also. And three good seniors that's been there a while. But it's going to be exciting there for a while. And you hate to see it come to an end, but we just got outplayed last night, it doesn't take away from a great season.
It certainly does not. And Panthers come back out on the field, and bracket out as well. And it looks like we're about ready for the second half kickoff. We'll take one final break. This time, let's just hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers football team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the weekly football playoff games. Go Panthers!
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panthers football team in their 2024 season.
Set for the second half kickoff. Panthers will get the ball loose start. Trailing here 20-13.
Number 71 doing a kickoff. Like a big old offensive lineman, like you said a while ago.
Yeah, that one's going to be fielded. That is
Martin
on the return.
Good job.
Up to the 46-yard line. So good field position for the Panthers here to start the second half.
Could be huge, you know, scoring right before half and now getting this ball and almost at midfield. Great field position. See if we can take advantage of it. KD under center.
Fakes a handoff, going to keep it himself. And he's going to get wrapped up. And
number 21 come up there and hit him.
Yeah, it looks like he may have gotten a yard off of that. Well, they're going to give him 2 yards on that. It's a second down and 8. Good spot there.
Yeah, I'll take that spot. Now we're back in the shotgun with Bibby flanked to his right.
Going to keep it himself and find some running room. And he's going to pick up the first down in Tiger territory down to the 41-yard line.
Nice hard run there by Katie.
And good job of the right side of that offensive line opening that hole for him.
Schulte and Casas over there.
And give to Malik Bibby. And Bibby's got a first down. Or no, he's just short. He's up to the 33-yard line.
Might be a yard or two short.
So I'll bring up second down and 9.
Coming out and taking it right at them.
They certainly are. And we got 10:20 left to go here in quarter number 3. Takes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself. And going to get stopped for a loss of yardage back to the 35.
Definitely two down territory here. Hopefully we won't need that.
And it's Patterson. Next snap gives to Bibby, and Bibby is going to be And it's going to be short at the, gets it at the 33, and that'll bring it fourth down. And in the area of the field where it's too long for a field goal, too short for a punt. So I got to imagine Burton probably going to go for this one.
Yep. They brought Griffin back in. Katie Fallon taking it to the outside. Got a lot of room.
And down to the 36-yard line. No, to the 35. First down for Burton. And ball down to the 25-yard line. First and 25-yard line, first and 10.
Nice drive by the Panthers. Now we just need to finish it.
High snap. Patterson able to pull it down. And he's going to scamper forward to the 24-yard line. And a one-yard pickup will bring him second and nine. As we're down to 8:08 left to play here in the third quarter. Patterson going to keep it himself. And he's going to carry up to the 17.
About a yard short.
Well, it's a third and one. And also on this opening drive here, they're doing a good job of eating that. They've already ate up almost 5 minutes of the first on this first drive here in the third quarter.
Just keep eating that clock and let's put it in that end zone.
Also, too, it keeps their offense off the field.
All sides defense, free play here.
And Patterson going to keep it himself. And he picks up the first down anyway.
They didn't throw a flag on that?
Wow. And it's a ball at the 13-yard line, first and 10 for Burton.
Got Mrs. Snow back behind the goalpost, ready to take this picture of a score.
And Patterson going to keep it himself.
That's stacked up.
Yep, line was right there waiting for him. And drops him back for a loss of two. That'll bring up second down and 12.
Brackettville's got everybody up now on the inside the box within about probably about 8 yards of the line of scrimmage, and they're firing their linebackers. So if we could just bust past them, it's going to be wide open to the end zone.
And Patterson trying to slip through and... he'll get it.
Fumble
on the play.
Oh, my.
Recovered by Sandoval for Brackett. And another costly turnover for Burton.
Got somebody down, too, over there. I don't know if that's Katie.
Yeah, it is. Patterson down. They do help him get to his feet. And get to the sideline, but he's definitely in some pain here. As they, it's a fourth turnover for Burton, and that one costly because you ate up over 6 minutes off the clock and get nothing out of it.
Yeah, that's kind of a backbreaker. Momentum, we had everything going our way. Now the biggest thing we don't want to do is let them drive the rest of the time off or a big play and score.
We're at 5:40 left to play here in the third quarter. Give this to Contagious Cook, and he breaks free. Still going.
He fumbled it in. See, that's the luck right now. Everything tonight is fall at Brackettville's way.
Yeah.
You know, we fumble, they get it, and they fumble, and they pick it up and pick up a first down when he was short.
Yeah, it's a ball at the 39-yard line. And off goes to Cook, and Cook barreling forward, gets the first down. He's up to the 49-yard line and dragging guys with him.
Quarterback keeping this one.
Yep, and Sandoval up to the into the Burton territory to the 42-yard line.
That's close to another first down, be about a yard and a half short.
As we're down, coming up to down to 4 minutes left to go here in the third quarter.
They got trips to their left, one out to the right. Contagious right beside him in the backfield. Quarterback keeping.
Yep, good. Leading the way as Sandoval gets down to the 37-yard line, and he'll pick up another first down for Brackett. Brackett leading Burton 20-13. We got 3:28 left to play here in the third quarter. And hand off, and Cook going forward. He is down to the 28-yard line.
Biggs got a hold to him by the ankle.
And he'll pick up another first down as we're down to 2:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Off goes to Cook, and okay. Cook finally brought down.
Oh, they're going to call unnecessary roughness now. They're going to add. Yeah. They're going to add 15 on against Young.
Yeah,
kind of picked him up and slammed him.
Yeah, looked like a belly to back suplex there, and he.
Yeah.
but those of you that watch wrestling, well, like some of us do, he took him down. But you can't do that in football.
That's real too, because it's on TV, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My grandma, she used to watch it every night. Mm-hmm. 10:30 it'd come on, and she was in her 80s. She would get up at 10:30. She would go to bed first, then she'd get up, and Paul Bosch, Wahoo McDaniel.
Oh, yeah.
All them dudes were back then. Yeah. She'd be hollering at the TV like I do when that idiot football team from up in Dallas are not really a football team, those impersonators.
And, yeah, with the owner that continues to bury his head in the sand.
He needs to bury on down the road.
Fake to Cook, Sandoval rolling out, pass complete. And receiver there is going to be just short of the end zone. And ball at the 2-yard line.
2 minutes.
Second down and goal. Yep, 2 minutes left to go here in the third. And snap goes to Cook, and Cook going to be stopped back at the 5-yard line, a 3-yard loss there.
Nice play by Young.
Yeah, he read that one really good. And a minute 25.
Iola girls and Shiner girls are playing Monday at 7 at Blinn.
Oh, okay.
That'd be a pretty good match.
That absolutely, yeah.
See if they can hold them right here. That'd be huge.
And
in the round.
In the round. And
good play by Young.
Yeah, they didn't fool anybody there. And a loss of 2, and then we'll bring it back to the 7-yard line. And it'll be fourth down. We're down to 45 seconds left. Yeah, let's see what they're going to do. They might try a field goal. This
yep.
time they're pretty close. And, yeah, so they're going to attempt a field goal here. That's the clock down to 25 seconds.
10 on the play clock, so they're going to have to hurry.
Snap. Kick is up. And he missed it. Boy, that
dodged another bullet.
That may have been one of the ugliest
yeah.
kicks I've ever
yeah.
seen in my life. Wow. I'm not a place kicker, but I think even I could have probably done better than that.
Yeah. He got most of the turf on that one.
Yeah. And 12.6 seconds left as the Panthers will take over on downs again.
See if Katie's back in there. It's good to see.
Yep, we're concerned when he got up on, but he appears to be okay. And he's going to put this one in the air
for Martin.
And that one incomplete. And so that'll stop the clock with 7.4 seconds left. And Burton with the football at the 20-yard line.
That's got to be all sides. Yeah, the flags are down.
And it gets the ball up to the 25-yard line. As you said, flags down. Clock stop with 1.3 seconds left.
Schulte hobbling a little bit out there like he hurt his leg a little bit.
And that is the end of the third quarter with our score, bracket 20, Burton 13, back with quarter number 4 after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Right now, try their new Bush Baby Chicken Sandwich. Chicken tenders and pickles served with a special sauce on a King Hawaiian bun. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Stop at Bush's Chicken at Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Call in your orders at 979-836-1800.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Egg's Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
go around the end. And
Griffin taking it Griffin, to the house.
And he's going to go all the way in, coast to coast, 80 yards for the touchdown. What a way to start off the fourth quarter. An 80-yard touchdown run by Griffin.
Brady showed some speed coming around the corner.
Yeah. And now Burton on for the extra point try. Duffy. I will hold of Oaks. Jig is up.
He got it.
And it's good.
Ball game.
And so with that, we are all tied up at 20 apiece. And back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication provided throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment to encourage the community to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football playoff season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullock, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Like that, Burton has come back to tie the ball game, and now Panthers kick off, and it is Cook on the return out across the 30, and that's where he'll be brought down, and ball at, looks like we're going to see where they're going to spot it,
about the 34.
And we will spot the 34-yard line. We're in the fourth quarter, all tied up 20-20 with Burton and Brackett. Give it to Cook.
Hey, bottle him up.
And he's going to be brought down.
Young and bigs.
No gain there, and it'll bring up second down and 10. Again, getting the carry.
Him again.
And he's up to the 36-yard line this time. Got about a yard, maybe about 2 yards there. He's up third down and 8.
Tell you what, Youngs and Biggs are having a really good night on defense again. It's a huge third down here. If we can stop them, get that ball back.
Pass to Sandoval. And gets it to Cook. Cook up to the 40-yard line, but he's going to be well short of the first down. And that'll bring him fourth down and 4.
They got to punt this.
I would think so.
Patterson going back.
As we're down to 10 minutes left to go in the game. High snap, they do pull it down. And Sandoval gets the punt away. And Patterson will field it at the 25, and he's brought down at the 26. And so that's where the Panthers will take over. They're going to put it at the 25, so at the 25, first and 10 for Burton.
Nice to eat up the rest of this clock and score.
Yeah, now a chance for the Panthers to take a lead on this one. In motion. Patterson will give to Bibby. And Bibby up to the 28-yard line.
Picked him up three.
Second down. Got 9:30 left to play. Pitch out, and Bibby again on the carry, and he's up to the 30-yard line, and that'll bring up third down as we drop now under 9 minutes left to play in the game. Third down and five.
Had success throwing it to Oates out there in the flat. You come back with that?
I would.
Sending him out there by himself, one-on-one.
And Patterson rolling out.
Screen back this way. Great play.
Great play there as well. Griffin on the catch. He's out across the 50, 45,
and he's still
40.
Going. He's going to score.
Yep, flag down.
Going to call a penalty on 52. Griffin did a heck of a job on staying in bounds.
And so let's see what the call is here. Yes, that's on Lawrence Allen. Allen, the sophomore lineman for the Panthers.
That was a heck of a call there, though.
Yeah. So ball will be spotted at the 40-yard line, and it'll be first and 10.
10 on the play clock. Pitch to Bibby.
And Bibby going to get brought down after... Looks like a gain of a yard. It'll bring him second and nine. As we got 8 minutes left to go in the game. Given to Bibby, and he is going to be stopped after a gain to the 37-yard line, and that'll bring him third down.
Definitely going to be two down territory again if we need it.
Oh, I would think so. We got 7:10 left to play in the game.
Time for another one of them misdirection plays here. Brackettville's been struggling with that when we counter off of it.
And
end around to Griffin.
Give it to Griffin and Griffin. Going to be brought down for a loss this time.
You smell that one out. Now you almost got a punt.
Yep.
You really don't want to give them.
Yeah, with the way their offense has gone, yeah, you don't want to give them anything close. You got
to. I mean, I try to pin them deep here.
Yeah. As we're down to 6:20 left to go in the game.
Don't rule out a KD faking this thing. Nope.
And he does get this one away.
Good kick.
Yeah, it's going to roll in the end zone for a touchback. So it'll come out to the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers. Spotted as we said, the 20-yard line. We got 5:57 left to go in the game.
All right, defense.
And back the other way, and it goes to Cook, and Cook is down the sideline, 50 to the 40, and brought down.
Biggs ran him down.
Yeah, about the 37, 38-yard line, somewhere in there. Yeah, mark him out at the 38-yard line. First down, four bracket. Got 5.5 minutes left to play.
In on the play clock.
Give it to Cook, and he's going to be brought down at the 35.
Young and Griffin on that tackle.
Well, they're going to say 36, so even less than. So second down and 8. Pitch back to number 2. He's down to the 20. And picks up the first down. Stops the clock with 4:35.
He got down here a while ago and we were able to stop him. Let's go, boys. They both got all 3 timeouts left. They're going to have to use one here with 6 seconds left.
Yep, and it took a little too long trying to get the playoff. And so we'll take the timeout and be back. Still tied at 20. And then we go to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Get ready for deer season with a new blind or feeder from DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel has dozens of deer blinds and feeders for you to choose from, so you'll be ready to shoot that trophy buck. And when it comes to your next steel project, DDM has it. From pipe fence to roll-up doors to long-lasting steel roofs, the experts at DDM will make sure you have everything to finish the job. Whether it's flat plate, angle iron, metal building components, or welding supplies, DDM Pipe and Steel has it all.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabri Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Rayleigh.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Jacksonville wants to eat as much of the time as they can and score yet.
They certainly do. As we're down to 3:55 left to play.
8 on the play clock. Direct snap back.
Took out of the Wildcat.
First down.
Oops. And we're back here. Oops, my bad there. As we are, we got 3:40 left to go in the game. And we're all tied up at 20 apiece. And now Brackett marching on Burton. They got the ball down to the Burton 6-yard line. And it's first and goal. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you here on this Friday evening. Here on the KWHI.com Sports Alternate feed. And on the option play, Sandoval's pass caught for the touchdown. And so that puts Brackett out in front now with 3:03 left to play, and they'll go for the extra point here. It'll be Cook doing the kicking on this one.
Block.
And oh, kick is up.
He got
good.
It. Line drived it through there.
And so with 3:03 left and to go in the game, Burton now trailing 27-20. And since we just came out of the timeout, we're going to keep it right here as the Panthers getting set to receive the kickoff here, and now gotta have a little sense of urgency here.
Gonna be real interesting if we score. What my buddy gonna do? We can go for two for the win.
He's a gambler, man.
I bet he does. If we score this touchdown, I got a feeling we're gonna go for two for the win.
As both teams come out ready for the kickoff.
Same thing here. Is Brackettville going to kick it deep? Are they going to pooch it like they've been? Now Martin and those guys hadn't been calling the fair catch, and they're running it up and adding an extra 5-7 yards onto it. So which poison are they going to pick?
There you go.
And my referee, I tell you what, he must have got 2 zebra cakes at halftime. Because I tell you what, I have never seen referees that run wide open.
Especially short, pudgy referees.
Yes.
Gives me something to aspire to.
Got a chance to be a ref yet, buddy.
Yeah, that one's going to be fielded, and it slipped down on the field.
Bibbies, but still, 30-yard line, that's not bad starting field position.
And so the Panthers come out on the field and didn't lose any time on the clock either. They're going to give them to the 31-yard line, so first and 10 for Burton, trailing by 7. Coach Hody does have all three of his timeouts to work with. Patterson, pass complete.
Totes picked up about six.
Yeah, and stayed in bounds too.
Yeah, getting out of that 2 minute mark.
Second down and four. Patterson back to throw.
He's going to run it.
Going to keep it himself. Oh, now he's going to let it fly. He's got a man open. Pass caught. And that is going to be Braden Martin for the first down.
Nice play by KD. Knowing where he was on the that he didn't cross that line.
And somehow Martin just got wide open.
Yes.
Into the 25-yard line.
2:21 left. Burton on the 25. Going trips to the left. Martin by himself here on the right.
Back to pass goes Patterson. Puts it in the air. Pass is tipped and incomplete. Stops the clock with 2:15 left in the game.
About time do you gamble and you do that screen play again like they did a while ago?
I don't know.
Don't go to the bag twice.
That's usually the thinking. And on the option play, he's going to keep it. And not much there as he gets to the 25-yard line.
Calls a timeout.
And so Burton's going to use the first of their timeouts with 2:07 left to play. And we're going to go ahead and take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
ACL Construction offers general construction and general carpentry for residential new homes and remodels. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, want to give a very special shout out to the Burton Panthers on making the playoffs. Go Big Red!
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
And pass was incomplete, and that is going to bring up fourth down for the Panthers. As we come back here, it's bracket leading Burton 27-20 with 2:03 left in the game.
Timeout, Burton.
And Burton, after one play, takes another timeout. This would be their second timeout. We're going to keep it with them since we just came out of the break.
I mean, this the play before, he tried to hit Oaks, and it almost was intercepted. I mean, this is a season. You got 4th and 9.
Yep.
You gotta pick up 9 and a quarter.
Yeah.
And to keep your season alive.
Yeah. If they don't get it, then Brackett can just run the clock out.
see what Big Smith is going to draw up for us. Man, that misdirection stuff has been working. It'd be awful tempting not to go back to that screen.
So here we go. All the 24-yard line. They have to get to the 15 to pick up the first down.
Could do a hook and lateral with Martin and Bibby.
Patterson back to throw. Looking, he can't find an open man.
Got a lot of time.
And
he got him open in the middle. It's Bibby.
Bibby, and he
got
picked
the
up the
first down.
To the 12-yard line.
Wow. Lot. I mean, Katie danced around down. And
what about the protection, too,
yes,
on that play?
Yes.
Wow.
Bibby went down and found a hole in the middle. Minute and 30 left.
And
he's got the corner.
Patterson cuts it back, and he's going to be stopped at the 5-yard line. Down to a minute 20. Clock continuing to tick. Coming up on a minute left to go here in the game.
What an exciting finish, man. Can KD take it in there itself? Now Brackettville's calling a timeout.
And the Brackett going to take the timeout here. And since we're this close, I don't want to miss nothing. So we're going to keep it right here.
55 seconds left.
And a big call here.
Each team has one timeout left.
And apparently we've got a joust down there with the mascots. They're showing
that's
up,
pretty good.
Showing it up on the video wall here.
Second and two. It's three.
And
luxury, we still have one timeout left. So
yes,
if we do decide to run it, we can do that yet.
Exactly. Five-yard line, second down.
I bet you Coach Richard challenged his offensive lineman to, hey, give me one big hole right here. KD rolling to his right.
He's going to put it.
Throws it away.
Incomplete. And bring up third down.
That's a good play there. Wasn't anybody open.
Clock stopped with 49.1 second left. You know, this is the way playoff games should be, coming down to the wire.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Not some of these lopsided scores that we've been seeing.
This is getting really, really interesting.
And in motion. And Patterson going to keep it himself, and he's going to be short. He gets
got to call timeout.
Only to the 4-yard line, and Burton's going to have to use their last timeout. With 39.3 seconds left.
Wow. Fourth and three, 39 seconds.
Yeah.
For the season.
And meanwhile, I want to let you know, attention football fanatics, don't miss out on the opportunity to be part of Texas football history, where dreams are realized, legends are born, and where unforgettable moments unfold before your very eyes. Mark your calendars for the UIL State Football Championships, December 18th through the 21st at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, where the best teams from 6-man to 6A leave it all on the field in the hopes of being named champion. For the latest updates and ticket information, head over to UILTexas.org/football. Once again, that's UILTexas.org/football. And here we go for Burton. I'll reset the clock now to 42 seconds. So giving a little extra time there. But still, if Burton doesn't get it on this play, that's going to be the season.
What are we going to do? You almost got to keep it in Katie's hands and let him roll. Oh, legal procedure on us. Bibby moved.
And that'll push Burton back 5 yards. Not what they wanted on that play. Burton is out of timeouts. And they're resetting the clock again, I guess, because it was,
it was
before the play started.
Yes, sir. Brackettville putting a little bit of beef off in that middle.
Man in motion.
Another flag.
Now what?
Illegal
procedure against Burton. Back him up 5 more yards.
It just gives him more room to roam. And receivers, I saw him talking to Martin. Don't be surprised if he doesn't go and he curl in the middle of that end zone. KD buys him some time.
And play action. Patterson back. He's going to keep it himself. Well, now he's going to throw.
Wide open.
Caught. Touchdown. You called that one, DK. Braden Martin for the touchdown.
All right. Now what's my buddy going to do? Kick it, or are we going for this? I think we're going to go for the two. He's talking to the kicker. Nope. We're going for two. We're going for the win.
And so 34.2 seconds left.
We have no timeouts left now.
27-26.
Oh, my.
Coach Odie rolling the dice.
He wouldn't have it any other way. Timeout, Brackettville.
With a timeout here. Yeah, we got a nail biter here in the Alamo City.
You got to roll him again.
Yeah.
I would think. Given that run, pass run option. Had nobody been able to stay with Martin, so you got to think that he's going to be looking for him. This is it, buddy.
Here we go. 34.2 seconds left and going for the two-point conversion here.
Got Bibby behind him. Got all the receivers to your left.
Patterson back to throw. Going to put it in the air. And it is...
Fell short.
Short.
1 yard short.
1 yard short.
Hody is running out on the field.
And he's protesting. I think he thought the receiver might have pulled that one away.
He's avid about that call.
Yeah, did
he's
not.
He's standing up for his player.
Yeah, because the player was wide open. Like, I'm trying to see who the jersey number was there. He was wide open, and you know, let's see, was that Oaks? Yeah, that was Oaks. He was open, and the throw was low, and he tried to get his hands underneath it and just couldn't come up with it. And so now Burton will have to, I would assume, do the onside, try an onside kick.
Yeah, we
got to
onside it.